From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican officials are transferring fugitive drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman back to prison after capturing him Friday, several months after he escaped from prison. Guzman was first captured in 1993 but escaped in 2001 with the help of prison guards. After more than a decade on the loose, he was recaptured early in 2014 with the help of intelligence that the U.S. authorities provided to Mexico. A Swiss woman living in northern Mali has been kidnapped from her home for the second time in 4 years. Residents and officials in Timbuktu say gunmen entered the home of Beatrice Stockley and took her away. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. U.S. officials have arrested two refugees from Iraq on terrorism charges, but it does not appear that they were planning any attacks in the United States. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the arrest is one way the U.S. government is working to fight terrorism.
This case, or these cases in particular, are good examples of how the Department of Homeland Security, the intel community, our law enforcement, and other national security agencies work effectively together to keep us safe.
Az Mohammed Yunus Al-Jayem was charged with making false statements involving international terrorism. Omar Farij Shahid Al-Hardan was accused of attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. Both men were Palestinians from Iraq who have been in the U.S. for several years. And the Islamic State has a new front, established a stronghold in Libya from where they can move farther into Africa and on to Europe. Get more news at voanews.com.